This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what happened in the cattle market on Friday?
Well, Leslie, is a very active day of trading as we saw a continuation to the upside from the higher close that we saw back on Thursday. This market looked like it was going to hold great, and then late in the morning, we started coming off those highs, went negative in quite a few contracts, but by the end of the 1 o'clock pit closing, we had rallied back most of these contracts to have a positive close. Now, box beef at mid-morning was 81 higher on choice, up $1.03 on selects, had a total movement of 75 lows. We saw a cattle kill today of 102,000 head. The weekly kill is going to be 523,000 head. Now, February cattle expired today, down $3.12. April live cattle closed $1.90 higher. March feeders were up $1.60, May feeders down a nickel, and April lean hogs 32 cents higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Crop Plan by Winfield combines high-performing seed genetics with local, field-tested answer plot results to provide farmers with localized management strategies that incorporate seed placement, proper nutrition, and crop protection product recommendations based on solid data. They've planted multiple answer plot locations in the Southern Plains region this year, showcasing winter canola and winter wheat. Crop Plan by Winfield, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Farm and Ranch News Daily Email.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys, or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Tom, what's leading the strength in the grain market?
Well, I would say, Leslie, it's the soybeans, but you look and we're see some of the highest net closes taking place in the wheat. The soybeans is still the catalyst of what's been making the markets go higher as they continue to get recognition in Brazil over that trucker strike. But the wheat market had quite a rally going into the end of the day that gave it a positive close as we saw wheat, corn, and soybeans all close positive today. May KC wheat was 7 cents higher. July KC up 7 3/4. May Chicago wheat up 12.5 cents. The May corn and July corn were both up 4 3/4. May soybeans up 5 1/4. July soybeans up 4 3/4, with the May cotton 28 points lower.
Tom, what's the best way to reach you?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.